by the Executive Officer of the 2014 Quality Stewardship Award. And I'll call on our Executive Director.
Thank you. As you'll recall, 2 years ago, I initiated the Executive Officer's Water Quality Stewardship Award program. It's an annual award that I accept nominations from staff and the public for an individual or a team that is doing outstanding work in the protection of water quality. Given the critical drought conditions over the last couple years, it seemed appropriate to bring attention to an organization that has done work to address low stream flow conditions in the North Coast region, recognizing the critical nexus between stream flow and water quality. So I'm pleased to announce that for the 2014 award is going to the organization Sanctuary Forest. Sanctuary Forest is a nonprofit land trust organization whose mission is to conserve resources in the Mattole River watershed. And since the early 2000s, Sanctuary Forest has been working to protect beneficial uses and reduce stream flow diversions during critical low flow months using a three-pronged approach of engaging with their local community, developing legal frameworks, and incorporating scientific understandings to guide the implementation and the establishment of flow targets. And working with assistance from Trout Unlimited, Sanctuary Forest developed a tanks and forbearance program that provides residents with large capacity storage tanks in exchange for legal agreements with the landowners to forego pumping diversion of stream flows during critical low flow periods. So Sanctuary Forest was really a pioneering organization coming up with this model of the tank and forbearance program in the Mattole River watershed. Since their early work, other organizations have implemented similar programs who are also being very effective. But it was Donna White and Brian McFadden of our staff nominated Sanctuary Forest, and I wanted to recognize them being truly a pioneer in this arena of addressing low flows in this legal framework. So with that, we're pleased to have Executive Director of Sanctuary Forest in the audience this morning, Tasha McKee. And I want to present this award to you. Thank you so much for all of your excellent work.
Thank you very much. Good morning. I am Tasha McKee. I'm the Executive Director of Sanctuary Forest and also a fourth generation resident of the Mattole Valley in Whitethorn. My dad's grandfather homesteaded there. And I want to first of all thank you for this. This is really an honor for this award today, and it's an honor to our community. It's recognizing our community and the earlier pioneer, who is my dad, Bob McKee. When he raised us up there in Whitethorn, there were low flows problems even back 50 years ago. And I grew up tromping around the land looking for Woodwardia ferns, which grow where there's water all year round. And it was always like how to make the water go last longer. All four kids shared the same water in the bathtub. We had an outhouse, all those kinds of things, because there just wasn't. We've always had a Mediterranean climate with a lot of water, 100 inches in the winter. We've had 67 inches so far this winter, as an example, but nothing in the summertime. And then the last 10 years, what we saw was that all of a sudden we were getting these extremely low flows where the river was drying up, and that had never happened before. And so my dad had already started doing storage and forbearance on his own about 10, 20 years prior to that, back in the 1980s. And we asked the question as a community, can we do this on a more like a community-wide basis and make a difference, a measurable difference in flows? And so as you described, Matt, we brought in the science. What my dad hadn't done is he hadn't brought in the science, the legal framework, sat down with the agencies to figure out how to make this work and make a permitting pathway. And I think this is a really important model as we sit here today in this problems with climate change and drought. The forbearance program couldn't have started if there weren't agencies willing to sit down with us and say, yes, we want to look into this. We want to see if we can work with you and establish a permitting pathway so that this can go forward. And I want to invite you, the Water Quality Control Board, to partner with us on what we call groundwater recharge or restoring groundwater hydrology. This is exactly almost the same as the storage for forbearance program for us in that we started with on-the-ground knowledge. We've been working since 2005 with groundwater engineers, establishing the science, learning that everything we've done to the land has drained the groundwater, making it so we don't have enough groundwater storage to last in the dry season. We have been learning from beaver dams and the whole science around them in the whole Pacific Northwest with NOAA Fisheries Restoration Science Center in Seattle. I have been to India learning about Johads, and I don't know if you know about that, but it's very exciting. And in the Rajasthan, India, they had their groundwater had dropped 30 feet because of the groundwater pumping, and they restored a 5,000-year-old tradition of what they call Johads, which are earthen berms that hold back water in swales, allow it to infiltrate, and they've raised the water back up to where it was, back up to the 30 feet higher that it had dropped, and brought back seven rivers that had stopped flowing for decades and are able to grow food in the villages again. There was an exodus of people from the villages because they could not farm. So there is a lot of science, and what we need is organizations, agencies to sit down with us and help us with the permit pathway for doing projects that are very much like meadow restoration as well, other projects going around in the state, to restore incised streams, coastal streams, bring back up the water tables, and other projects that restore groundwater so that we've healed the land use impacts as well as address the human use factors. So we are hoping very much to be engaging with you and the other agencies that are involved for developing that so that maybe in 5 years from now we can be really seeing a difference with being able to adapt to climate change and restore the land. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any board member questions or comments? Well, I just had one. July 1970, I was taught about Woodwardia ferns by your dad. So I want to thank him, and that was good for finding water the rest of my life. And did attend a candlelight ceremony in the Redwoods with Sanctuary Forest for lost loved ones.
Good.
And you just running a great organization. I really appreciate your innovation that you've done and how it's lasted for decades. So it's a real solid organization. And thank you for the great work you do.
Thank you. And this award I'll take back to our community, and that will really encourage them and warm their hearts that somebody's noticing and appreciating, because the first people were very frightened to be in the forbearance program and sign these legal documents where they couldn't pump in the dry season and the stored water had to last. And it took a lot of courage and a lot of trust, and they'll really appreciate this too. Thank you.
Okay, we'll take a 10-minute break. And so that means